Good morning. Welcome to Early Morning Manna. I am Cheryl S. Weston of Grace Us Living Publications, Grace Us Living Church, and I am your Early Morning Manna Encourager. I am excited this morning about our topic for today, and I pray that as I share it with you, I pray that it will encourage and give you the manna that you need to help you and to make your day better today. Like I said, this manna is a little different this morning. I got this manna hot off the press. It is just so incredible how God have a way of bringing us back to where he wants us. And I said this because usually I'm up really early in the morning. Early morning manna was designed, and I began sharing it with you all because of the early morning hours and its impact that it had on my life. The impact it had when I was going through some of the deepest, troubling times, the most troubling times of my life, I developed a lifestyle of getting away early in the morning alone and spending my quiet time. This was what fueled me. This was what gave me the strength. This hour of the day, spending time with God, this is when I began writing and journaling my feelings and emptying out my heart. It was early in the morning. And over the years, I've actually developed a lifestyle of getting up early in the morning. It seems like I can't sleep after a certain time of morning because I have to get out and steal away and just spend some time alone. Whether it's in the house or where I'm living, the place was never the main issue because the different seasons in my life, I've gone through loss with home, you know, with my home, and I've been relocated several times. In fact, this is my third time starting over. So the physical location never was the big deal. It was finding a place, being drawn to a secret place where I can just get alone with him and empty out my heart. And that's how early morning manna was created. Well, normally I would get up early, and some mornings I get up as early as 3, 4, 5, 6, but I never really leave the house or go out because now my secret place is like in my truck in the mornings. I just allow the Holy Spirit to lead me where that place is. And for the past couple of months, I've been getting up maybe 5, 6 o'clock in the morning and, you know, just allowing, listening to God and spending my time with him. But this morning, I woke up at 4 a.m. and I could not go back to sleep. I tried to go back to sleep because all day yesterday I had a busy schedule. I had a busy schedule. So all day yesterday I was pretty busy. So I had planned to spend that extra hour or two in bed, but I could not go to sleep. As I laid there, the Holy Spirit started downloading in me, started convicting me, the Holy Spirit began to bring back to my remembrance the reason early morning manna was created. And I started feeling guilty. So then I began to get the download. And here, when I got the download, let me say that when I began to get the download, immediately I grabbed my pen and my pencil because so much was being revealed to me. Because normally I would plan out my early morning manna podcast. I would sit down, it would take me sometimes days and weeks to compile it. I know the message, but then it takes time to compile it. Well, this morning, I want you all to know you guys are getting this hot off the press because I began to write down everything that was being deposited in my spirit. Because the Holy Spirit told me, I want you to give it, present it, deliver it, just like I'm giving it to you. First of all, the concept came to me, and here's the title for this morning, Early Morning Manna podcast. The topic is The Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Way. And then I began to get Mark 1st chapter, the 35th verse was deposited in my spirit. And let me share it with you. Let me encourage you with this. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Okay. When I got that scripture, first, it brought conviction to me. God was reminding me that you don't need to get conventional with early morning manna. Early morning manna is not something conventional that you plan for or you set up a system for. The Holy Spirit revealed through this, you are to get up early while it's still dark, leave the house, and go and pray. That's the reason for early morning manna. And then the Spirit began to remind me because, friend, I knew all of this, but sometimes as we go about and we get involved with life, sometimes we stray away from the purpose that God have for a thing or a service or a ministry or something that he has called us to do. Sometimes we stray away. So we always need a constant reminder to get us back on track. And that is the reason why the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. So I'm grateful to God. I was a little embarrassed. I said, oh God, please forgive me. I repented right away because I knew what was being downloaded in my spirit was correct. And then the Spirit kept downloading to me. And the question came to me, why did Jesus do that? Why did Jesus get up very early in the morning while it was still dark? He left his house and he went to a place to pray. Why did Jesus do that? The question came to me. The answer to it is because God says that there are rewards for those that seek him early. And so often, we all are running after a dream. We're running after a vision. We're doing ministry. We're trying to be service to others. We're trying to gain wealth. We're trying to use our gifting. But we fail to realize, and sometimes we get off track, and we have to be reminded that the way God, the system that God has placed, it's for a reason. And it's simply so that we can receive the rewards of what we're doing, the rewards of whatever he's called us to do. We can get the best, most efficient results from it. So that's why we have to seek him early. What are the rewards? Let's talk about why should we seek God early in the morning? Why should we plan? Why should we make it our business to spend time with him early in the morning. There are two rewards. One is because he hears our voice when we seek him early in the morning. Now, my friend, I'm not saying that when we pray any other time of day that God doesn't hear us. That's not what I'm saying, because he does hear us. What I'm saying is that Proverbs 8:17 clearly lets us know, reminds us that he says, I love them that love me and those who seek me early in the morning. So I'm not saying that you cannot talk to God any other time of the day, because me personally, I've learned to talk to him whenever I feel I need to, or whenever the Holy Spirit beckons me to. But the first reward of why we should seek him early is that so he can give us direction for our day. Yes, he needs to give us our direction for our day. Now, I know, my friend, the bed feels really cozy when it is early, and it is time to get up. The bed feels better when it's time for us to get up. And it doesn't help or even ease the temptation of that, of rolling over. We want to go back to sleep. Especially, friend, when it's still dark outside. I'm not saying that it's easy to get up early, especially if you're a person who don't like the early morning hours or who are not adapted to the early morning hours. But to help you, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of Proverbs 8:17. That's his promise. When that bed feels so good that you don't want to get out, when that bed feels so inviting, remember what God says. Remember what Jesus says, that those who seek me early shall find me. And friend, we all have a lot of things we need, reasons we need to seek God for. I don't know whatever your life is like. I don't know whatever you need guidance in. Trust me, friend. Who else can give and will give you the answers, the wisdom, and the direction for your life, like spending this quiet time with him? If you're anything like me, my friend, every day I'm bombarded with doubts, with fears, with insecurities. I have needs for me, my children, my ministry, my family, my job, the career, the education, to better perfect my gifting, to money, finances. And friend, right now, I'm an entrepreneur here at I won't say my age, but at an age, I was just forced to be an entrepreneur. So my friend, I need direction. I need it. There is nothing more rewarding about those quiet hours, my friend, before the hustle and the bustle of the day begin, that is so special. When it's just you and God. I understand now There's an English quote, I believe, that was quoted by Benjamin Franklin that says, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, at the age that I am, I really understand what I understand the depth of it. I understand. So seeking him early is going to make us healthy, wealthy, and wise as we journey through our life, our everyday hard stuff that we need to deal with, the hard decisions that we have to make. Okay, the second reward, seeking him early in the early morning hours will give us the strength that we need for that day. Oh, my friend, sometimes I just come and I just pour out my heart. I just drop. Like now, and my truck is my quiet place, my seek him early place. Sometimes all I can do is come in here and just drop in here and just pour my heart out to him. Just pour it out. Just pour everything out of my heart. I just cast it all to him. And my friend, the posture really doesn't matter. The posture doesn't matter how we seek him early in the morning. It could be on our knees. It could be sitting. It could be laying. It could be standing. It could be walking. It could be in his word. We're reading his scripture. It could be the posture, my friend, is irrelevant. Oh, why we seek him early in the morning, the benefits from it to God, friend, is the benefit is that, oh, he fills us with the strength that we need for the day. Seeking him early in the morning, my friend, fuels me with the strength. It'll fuel you with the strength to meet the trials, the tribulations, the demands of life, the issues, the problems, whatever the day may hold for you, my friend, when we seek him early in the morning hours, it strengthens us. Just like Isaiah, the 30th chapter, the 15th says, and this is what God says. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. We need it, my friend. We need it so that our strength can be built, so that we can have the strength, the energy to deal with whatever comes our way in a day. The third reward from seeking him early in the morning is peace. Oh, seeking him early in the morning provides the confidence and gives us the peace in knowing whatever decision we must make for that day, we are convinced that our time with him has sealed whatever deal we may have to make. Our attitude develops and become more positive, yet at the same time, we develop a humility that gives off such a positive energy to those around us. No matter who or what they are, we no longer see people as enemies. We no longer see individuals as our issue. But because God, our time spent spent early with him have empowered us with a peace that passes all understanding. My friend, many of us have very, very busy schedules. But that is not all the more reason why we have to find the time to seek him early every day on a personal level. Many of us are believers. We go to church, we go to Bible study, we have our small group meetings. But my friend, all of that are fellowships that helps to build and develop and help us to grow spiritually. But if you don't have a personal time that you spend with God, you will find yourself still struggling in areas of your life. Spending time alone with God early in the morning is the one-on-one that you need in order to be healthy and whole. It's kind of like our children. Imagine, I have 3 children. If I never, especially when they were small, if I never gave them that one-on-one attention, I do believe that they would be lacking self-love. They will be lacking some things that God created me and assigned me to do as their mother. So it is so important. We can go to church. We can be at Bible study every Wednesday, Thursday night. We can even be in corporate prayer. We can go to small group and share and empty our hearts to our small group members, empty our problems, and we can be at corporate prayer and be prayed for. But I'm telling you, my friend, you must, it is a necessity that you spend alone time with God. If you want to see the maximum benefits, if you want to see all the blessings and the promises of God, you must spend some quiet alone time with him. Especially to allow him to beat down the clutter that's in our mind and our life, the day-to-day things that we have to deal with. This seeking him early helps us to reorganize the to-do list that we have, the long list, to prioritize the must-dos in our life that we think is must-dos. We must plan, my friend, and we must take the time to reschedule our lives. Sometimes we have to leave some things undone. I'm not saying that setting aside this time early in the morning is easy. But is it worth it to leave some things undone, sit down and plan and strategize how you can get, even if it's just 30 minutes, alone time with him before you begin your day? Maybe planning to go to bed a little bit earlier now and getting up a little bit earlier. Start with 5 minutes if that's what it takes. Start with just a little bit of time. Yes, my friend, it can be difficult to do if our priorities are not straight. Planning and preparing can help. And that's really the reason why it's difficult to do, because we must plan the same way we plan for everything else in our life. This requires planning also. Excuse me. Friend, I find that when I neglect this time with God, the day is much more difficult for me to get through. Much more difficult. Finally, my friend, the fourth reward in seeking him early is that he releases his protection upon our life and upon the lives of those who mean the most to us. I find it a lot easier to be more cheerful, loving, and sweet when I have the assurance of knowing that God has released his angels to protect me and what I find dear and precious to me. I am assured then that no evil can harm me or mine. Though now, evil is always around and sometimes may even try their weapons. Weapons will be formed. But spending time seeking him early in the morning, I know that his protection, that no matter the weapon form, it will not hurt our spirit man, which is more precious and valuable than anything else. So now, in concluding this podcast, my friend, maybe there's a circumstances in your life that prevents you from seeking God early in the morning, in the early morning hours. But I challenge you in this podcast. I challenge you. Try it, my friend. It will change your life. When you put first things first and sacrifice the early morning hour, God is waiting to supply you with your daily portion of one, direction, of two, your strength, of three, peace, and four, your protection. God longs to spend time with you each day, my friend. He does. He wants you to cast all your cares upon him. Will you join me, my friend, in taking time each day and spending it with God in the early morning hours? Those moments will be some of the most precious and rewarding time you will ever have. Because you see, my friend, it is there you will find direction for your life. You will find the strength to carry out whatever assignment you have, the peace that gives you the assurance, and the protection that will equip you to do what you need to do from day to day. Try it, my friend. Remember, he promises that those that seek me early shall find me. Seeking God early in the morning, it will make you healthy, wealthy, and wise, my friend. Be encouraged on today to know that. Be encouraged knowing and developing a life that's healthy, wealthy, and wise. You all have a marvelous day on today, and I pray that this Early Morning Manna podcast will help you in some way. Remember, it encourages me when I am encouraging others. Keep me in prayer, and you all have a marvelous day on today. And trust God for whatever your needs are. I love you. Bye-bye.